Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, and our topic today will be upcoming diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, and we are very pleased to be joined on the Buzz this morning by Nick Robertson. Nick is the ESU Senior Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, and also by Michael Torres, ESU Director of Diversity Student Programs. Let's bring our guests in. Nick, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Thanks for being with us here this morning. We appreciate that. Michael, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us here today. Nick, I wanted to start here before we start really jumping into the upcoming schedule specifically for Black History Month and also some Martin Luther King Jr. specific activities. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk to you when it came to the diversity, equity, and inclusion reinvestment package, which was unveiled here a few months back. And I guess I wanted to start by asking kind of how things are going here in the DEI program at this point in time with the second semester about set to roll.
Yeah, we are really excited to start this semester. So we just brought Mike Torres on as our Director of Diversity Student Programming. So he's going to be focusing a lot on different programming for students. We're planning with our student workers and our team around really all the things that we're going to do for this semester. But we're excited to have that investment and be able to really focus on DEI events and as well as just doing more for our community.
Yeah, as Nick mentioned, Michael just on board, I believe, what you started on the 9th, Michael, is that correct?
This Monday, that's right.
This was a couple days ago. So let's learn a little bit about you, Michael. Where are you from? What's your education background?
Yeah, so I'm actually local to Emporia. I grew up here, and a lot of my family is still here. I live in South Kansas City, but I make the commute every week so that I can be here for my role here at ESU.
What exactly is your role here, Michael, now that you're taking over officially as Director of Diversity Student Programs?
So as the Director of Diversity Student Programs, I'll primarily be doing a lot of work in the Center for Student Involvement right now with our multicultural RSOs and a lot of our student groups to make sure that we provide support for our marginalized populations. And a lot of that is programming, which I completely enjoy, but it's also raising awareness. And so the student workers that we have coming back, I'm really excited to get them started on raising that awareness through social media and through a lot of community outreach.
Well, and this is a new role, kind of a new program, Michael, so you're kind of starting from scratch and there's really nothing to build on, so you're molding this from the ground up then, correct?
So we do have a background of diversity student programs at Emporia State, so I'm really excited that we have previous directors that I can build work from. But yeah, it's going in a little bit of a different direction, and I'm really excited to see what the students really want to do and how I can support them.
So, Nick, how big is it to be able to fill this role with a director in place for diversity student programs? This is obviously a need you thought that needed to be filled, huh?
Most definitely. So this is a role that was open for about 4 months, which meant that a lot of the programming came out of my office, and a lot of that, was added on to more of the work that we were doing. And so with this role, we'll be able to have Michael meet with the students more often and really support those registered student organizations more directly so that we can make sure that our programming and what we're doing for education and all of those really fit into the needs of our current students.
Speaking of that, Nick, and Michael, I wanted to get your thoughts on this here as well, but first off, Nick, I wanted to ask you, what is, under the DEI umbrella now, and kind of looping back to the first question I asked you, what is going to be under the DEI umbrella once the reinvestment process really kicks in?
Sure. So currently, most of the changes for the reinvestment have taken place for my office specifically. So what is under the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion is our diversity student programming, as we discussed, but also our TRIO programs, which is a federally grant-funded programs that help both high school, middle school, and college students as far as college readiness, as well as preparing them to go on to graduate school and things like that. So that office reports to me now as well. And then our academic office of interdisciplinary studies and ethnic gender studies reports to my office. And a lot of that is really having those students who come in those majors, preparing them to do work similar to mine and Mike's at one once they graduate and having that starting point to have some of that experience before they graduate. So those are the offices that report to me, and then also our basic needs coordinator. So that person runs our cupboard here in town, which I'm sure lots of folks have heard about and lots of folks have donated to as well. And so that is a cupboard to help with any of our students who might have food insecurities.
And joined by Nick Robertson, who's the ESU Senior Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, and Michael Torres, Emporia State Director of Diversity Student Programs. Michael starting his position just this past Monday. Well, Michael, we're going to talk about some programming now. What is coming up on the programming docket?
Yeah, so as many of you know, this upcoming Monday, January 16th, is MLK Day. So we're going to celebrate the life, legacy, and ideals of Martin Luther King Jr. And so I'm really excited to have my team back in the office and for our students to come back in time to celebrate and raise awareness about MLK Day. But we also have Black History Month in February. So our offices and the partners we have across campus and in the community are really working to plan new ways to commemorate Dr. King now and in the future. I'm still working on details of what that looks like for ESU, but I did want to share that Emporia Eastside Community Group is having a program that we'll go and attend. And that'll be at First United Methodist Church this upcoming Monday, the 16th at 6 p.m. They'll do prayer, scripture reading, singing, and more. And then February for Black History Month, that'll give us a chance to celebrate contributions of a lot of people throughout the history of the United States and raise awareness on the work that can be done for the status quo to provide support for communities. So one event that's set in stone is a speaker, Jeffrey W. Young, or Backpack Jeff. He does motivational speaking, spoken word, conflict resolution that focuses on lessons in life, and really keeping your sight on your passion and leveraging your imagination to reach your dreams. And so Backpack Jeff is going to present to our student athletes on the importance of getting involved and connecting to campus, and he'll share his story as a student athlete and overcoming adversity. And then we'll have an event for all of campus and the community, and that'll be titled, Are You Carrying Too Much Baggage? And that will focus on mental health and self-care and the art of letting go. And that event will be in Webb Hall at 7 p.m. on February 1st.
Got some good stuff coming. I wanted to loop back here to the Martin Luther King celebration, which is coming up here on Monday. How important is it for Michael, from your perspective, that the university is either vitally involved in the programming or attending something like this from another group like Emporia Eastside Community Group has scheduled?
Yeah, so Emporia Eastside Community Group has been around for a long time and has been a really great partner to Emporia State University. And that MLK Day celebration that we have at Emporia State or in the community is so important for our students and for our community members, and you can see that from the amount of people that show up. And really, it is to talk about ending segregation and reaching equality for a lot of people. But it's also to talk about civic leadership and contributing to your community and really commemorating the work that he did and the dream that he had.
Well said. Does that also, to your knowledge, also going to include like a community march? Because I know that's been part of the picture in past events. Or is that just simply going to be meet at the church at 6 and then the proceedings will start from there?
Yeah, there's actually going to be a reception beforehand, and then they'll start the program at about 7, but no word of a march this year.
Understood. Okay.
So, Michael, anything tentatively planned for February that might be in the works?
Yeah, so I did want to give kudos to our Black Student Union group here at Emporia State. They are hoping to have a fashion show toward the end of February, and so when all the students come back next Tuesday, that's a lot of the work that we're going to be doing is working on planning for MLK Day, of course, but also for Black History Month and some of the events that we can do and things that we can do to raise awareness and create support for the students.
Well, Michael, sounds like you're excited to get going.
I am. I'm already settled in my office, and I'm excited to see these students so we can get to work.
Nick, from your perspective here, before we wrap things up, you seem to be very excited about the changes that are coming here with diversity, equity, and inclusion. And maybe I need to get your thoughts here on why is this so important. There's a lot of people who I don't think believe that DEI matters really matter, I guess, in the community. So from your perspective, why is this such an important perspective here and a perspective push for Emporia State?
For sure. So I think the first thing is to think about the way that we've kind of restructured. And to me, that's really important in the work that I'm doing by having a space in the academic side, as well as the programming and event side, as well as those services that serve our student needs. It really allows us to focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion across the board in many different ways. And the big piece that I think is important is to understand that diversity just means difference, right? And so sometimes when we talk about diversity, maybe we think about race specifically. Obviously, when we're talking about Black History Month and things, but diversity is really across the board in a lot of different ways. And so for me, my work just helps our students and our employees be fully present and be supported completely to be able to be successful. So for instance, our, like I said, our basic needs coordinator reports to me, and our cupboard just in the fall served 394 different students. Individuals, and we had 2,600 visits to our cupboard just from August to December. And so to me, that tells me that that's something, if our students don't have the food that they need, they can't be successful in the classroom, right? And so really, diversity, equity, and inclusion isn't about necessarily focusing on one certain group of folks, but making sure that our systems and the ways in which we're working with people and setting up things are setting up every single person that's coming to ESU to be successful. And that is really important for me to do in that work.
Yeah, sounds like a Corky's Cupboard is really serving a big need.
Well, that's almost 10% of the student body. Wow.
Yeah, that's incredible stuff. Well, Nick, always a pleasure to talk to you. Keep up the great work, and hope to have you back on sometime soon.
Thank you very much for having me.
Michael Torres, who is the new Emporia State Director of Diversity Student Programs. Michael, nice to have you on board, and best of luck.
Thank you so much. You all have a great day.
Good to talk to you. That's Nick Robertson, who is the Emporia State Senior Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, and Michael Torres, Emporia State Director of Diversity Student Programs, joining us on the ESU Buzz.